It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Bert Breer of the MMQB is with us here at Splitsville. Bert, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Let's talk first about Rob Gronkowski. Sort of an odd week for him.
Sure.
Took to the podium on Wednesday. We've covered it here on Patriots Preview. He sounds sort of down. Could be physical. Could be physical leading to mental. Where do you think he's at right now?
I don't think he's in a great place. The teams that I've talked to that have studied him have said he looks like he's lost a step. In fact, I had one team said he can't run anymore.
Wow.
And I think you're seeing that reflected in the way he's being covered. And I think you saw it from Buffalo last week, and I think you've seen it with a few teams over the last month, where they're basically saying he makes the circus catch, he makes the circus catch. But we don't believe that he can separate from the people we're going to put in front of him and have cover him. And I think that changes the math for the Patriots offense. It has changed the math for the Patriots offense the last few weeks. And to be honest, I think it's affected his psyche, because a lot of these guys who have like these superhuman gifts, right, it's a really difficult thing when those things start to leave you. And I think that that's what affected him at the beginning of last year, why he was thinking about retirement, and that's why I think it's affecting him now. And the question is, can you get him back to the level he was at during the playoffs last year? I think it's an open question, and I'll tell you guys, I do not think that we have heard the end of the rumblings of retirement. I think those are coming again.
And how much of the decline do you think is just wear and tear? I mean, he's been in the league since 2010 now, and the injuries have taken their toll. And how much is his current situation with the back and the ankle? Because it doesn't matter who you are. If you have a jacked up back, you're not going to be moving pretty well.
I don't know you can separate one from the other. I just think that there's a lot going on there. And to me, I mean, there are certain plays where he almost looks clumsy.
Like, he looks stiff. He looks stiff out there.
It doesn't mean he's not making the effort. I think once he gets in between the lines, the effort's always there. He's either working through something or he's losing a step. It's one or the other. There's no other way around this. And so, the question is, how does that affect him psychologically? And again, we saw Dez Bryant go through this. I think the best example of a guy managing it and coming out the other side a reinvented player was Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know that Rob Gronkowski's that guy who's going to be willing to undertake all it takes to get there and to turn himself into a different player as he goes into his 30s. So, again, that's why I think we're going to hear about retirement again. And you saw a player who looked – I mean, he has a hard time hiding his emotions.
Yeah.
And when he was asked those questions, you could tell it kind of cut at him. It cut him in a certain way, because it was like, oh, crap, they can see it. Oh, crap, I'm showing it. And so it's part of the deal now. And we'll see if they can get him back to the level he was in the playoffs last year, because that was close to what we've seen him be in the past. But I don't think it's any sure thing.
Bert, Chiefs now 8-1. They got a win over the Browns today, 37-21, the final there. The Browns, with Greg Williams as their head coach, fall to 2-6-1 today. And there is this report related to the permanent job in Cleveland.
The Browns and owner Jimmy Haslam have a lot of experience trying to find new head coaches. They've done it several times in the past. Each time they've done it, they've had a search firm. I'd be surprised this year if they did that. Just knowing John Dorsey and talking to people close to him, they think he will handle the search himself and do it very secretly. But as we start to figure out who could be candidates, let me give you some names to consider. One, Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. I know that sounds crazy considering he pulled out of the Colts job last year. I'm told he is open to potential head coaching opportunities.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, with the report. Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator, would be open to head coaching opportunities, and it is mentioned specifically with the job with the Cleveland Browns. What do you hear on that?
You guys know who Chris Ballard is?
Yep.
Yep.
Chris Ballard is very close to John Dorsey.
Interesting.
And so I think what Chris Ballard says about Josh McDaniels to John Dorsey will matter. It'll be an important piece of this. I do think the Browns are open to the idea of it. I do think they're open to looking at it. There are other names that I've heard in connection with that job. Lincoln Riley is the one that everybody's latching on to right now.
Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma.
Yep. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell is another name I've heard in connection with that job. So there are names out there. Dave Tobes, because the Kansas City special teams coach, got the obvious connection
to
John Dorsey. I do think that Josh McDaniels is someone who will be on their list, and I think that what Chris Ballard says 10, 11, 12 months after the whole situation came apart with McDaniels in Indianapolis is going to play a role in how far down the line they might get with Josh. And I do think Josh would be open to the idea of leaving, too. I agree with Ian on that.
We have to break in here, Bert, because the inactive list is out for the Patriots. Both Rob Gronkowski and Sony Michel are out.
Wow.
Both of them inactive for the Patriots tonight. Michel and Gronkowski are inactive tonight for the Patriots. That's a stunner. I thought both of those guys were going to be on the side of in. Yep. Adam Schefter had that report this morning saying they're both going to get tested pregame.
And
that didn't go well.
Yeah. And I think with both those guys, the key is getting them to the finish line. How do you get them to December and January as impact players? With Gronk, there's the obvious. And I think this is where we are every year with him, which is like why the incentives were so tricky in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Because you're asking him, A, to take care of himself and put himself in a position to get to...
But you've incentivized pushing through injuries.
Yeah. So that's... With Sony, there's obviously the condition with his knee, right? But I think as much as anything else, look, that last year in college to rookie turn is tough, especially if you're dealing with injuries. And so with him, he's become a very valuable piece of the team. I think he allows you to use James White the way he should be used, which is all over the place. And remember, Sony Michel played 15 games last year at Georgia. Then you got the pre-draft stuff. This nonstop for these guys coming out of their final college year, going into their rookie year. And so I think it makes sense to pace him on his way back and not use any bullets that you might regret having held earlier.
My thoughts on this game change with both of those guys out.
Yes.
I think it puts it – I was feeling pretty good about the Patriots winning this game. I feel like my prediction's now in doubt, Chris. Now it's in doubt.
Well, this is tough.
I feel differently now.
Especially you look at the Patriots at tight end. There's no Gronk. There's no Jacob Hollister either.
Who continues to battle injury, and you got Dwayne Allen who is useless when it when it comes to catching passes.
He's a third tackle.
He's a blocker. He's not a non-factor in the passing game
for them. So, again, you know, sort of depleted weapons, diminished weapons for Tom Brady here.
Big blow going into this game tonight. By the way, I do want to step back to the Ballard thing for a second. Do you think he's going to give a good review or bad after everything that played out in Indianapolis?
Chris thought very highly of Josh.
So do you think he'll give him just what he'll be as a coach?
Remember, they spent. Now, first of all, they feel like they stumbled in something really good with Frank Reich. So let's start there. Okay, so it's not they don't feel like they came out of this bet poorly. Okay, the second piece of it is that Josh and Chris spent a year talking about the idea of him becoming the coach of the Colts, and there were some quiet conversations that set things up. Josh was lining staff up, and so they built the relationship over the course of a year. I still think that Chris Ballard thinks highly of Josh McDaniels as a coach. In fact, I know he does. Okay? What does he think of him as a person? That's going to be the key. And I think I personally think that you're going to get the full scope of who Josh is if you're John Dorsey because you've got the connection to Chris Ballard. And so to me that'll be the key to it. The other part of it that I don't think we can discount here is going home is a plus for some people. It's a minus for others. And I know earlier in his career, I feel like Josh felt like maybe like going home would be – there'd be just a lot there, a lot of extra stuff. He may have grown past that. I know he likes Baker Mayfield. So there are just moving parts with the idea of him going to Cleveland.